Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hello, my name is Durrell Cruz, and I am running for mayor of Urbana as a Green Party candidate. Several days ago, as my wife was getting her hair cut, she mentioned to her stylist that her husband was running as a Green Party candidate for mayor. Befuddled, the hairstylist responded, "But what is the Green Party?" One must wonder why she had never heard of the Green Party. After all, there are three Green candidates running for local municipal office in Urbana, and the Greens are an established party in Illinois. One must ask, what happens to the vibrancy and health of local participatory democracy when over time only one or two parties dominate the public conscience and political discourse of a community? Does citizen interest in local government grow or decline? Do more or fewer citizens run for local office? Is voter turnout higher or lower? Are elected officials held more or less accountable? Do fewer or more creative ideas enter the public discourse? During the last four municipal elections, voter turnout has steadily declined from 34% to 21% to 18% to 12%. That's a decline of 22% over the past 16 years. There also have been 16 unchallenged city races during this time. There is no Urbana primary contest this spring because of the lack of intra-party candidates. Most startling, in recent municipal elections, several precincts have had voter turnout as low as 1%. Clearly, these trends and statistics are not signs of a healthy, vibrant democracy in Urbana. Citizen interest and participation is waning. For too long, voters have been given too few choices and limited party options. Would a viable third party such as the Green Party help improve this dismal state of affairs? We believe so, and that is why for the first time three Green candidates are running for city office. We believe there should be a robust and open discussion of local issues. Citizens should be able to ask questions of the candidates and to voice their concerns. For example, have you heard the Green Party's ideas for local economic development, its position on environmental sustainability, its thoughts on expanding community governance? Isn't the general public entitled to know the Green Party's positions on these and many other local issues of concern? With this goal in mind, we invite the public and other candidates to join us in a series of community debates or discussions regarding each party's vision for Urbana. Voters can learn about the three Green Party candidates by linking to the Prairie Green website at www.prairiegreens.org. Don't you agree? It's long overdue that voters should have more choices than just the candidates of two traditional parties. It will be a wonderful day and a sign of a stronger, more vibrant democracy when Green candidates run for office and voters don't view it as surprising or unusual, but rather as a viable and serious choice.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.